Follow us on Twitter at Louis Gang Entertainment, on YouTube and Instagram at Louis Gang. It will mean so much to the whole team.
What is up, EWU crew? Today we are bringing you another case of breaking news that has recently been making headlines. Just days ago, a mother in New York was accused of doing the unthinkable. Let's get into it. On Thursday, April 22, 2021, police made a horrific discovery in New York City. During a wellness check at a Queens, New York City Housing Authority apartment, around 3:10 in the afternoon, officers found a deceased baby boy in a bassinet. The police were at the apartment to check on 23-year-old Denasia Kilpatrick, who had given birth to a set of twins, one boy and one girl, only 46 days prior. The six-week-old twins were named Dallas and Dakota Bentley. The welfare call had been placed by Denasia's cousin, Kiwona Llanos, an NYPD housing officer, after reportedly becoming concerned about the two infants' well-being. According to the district attorney's office, police found Dallas in the bassinet with stab wounds, which was later elaborated on to include the detail that the child had been discovered with a knife protruding from his neck. The police then sought out Denasia and questioned her about the second baby. NYPD Housing Chief David Barrere said that once she was asked about Dakota, Denasia then, quote, pointed towards the sink. The New York Post had cited police sources saying that baby Dakota was found by officers wrapped in a pink blanket under the kitchen sink. In contrast, Pix 11 has claimed that the district attorney's office revealed that the baby girl was discovered under the sink wrapped in a plastic garbage bag. Though there appears to be some conflict in these reports, it is likely that both are correct, and in fact the child was wrapped in a pink blanket, which was then placed in a plastic bag. Either way, police pronounced both infants to be dead at the scene. Denasia Kilpatrick was then taken in for questioning, and a knife was reportedly recovered from the scene. The New York Post has cited sources saying that as Denasia was being taken into custody, she allegedly said to police, quote, I can't take it anymore. While CBS New York has also reported that Denasia allegedly said to officers about the deceased twins, quote, I do not want them. The police have revealed that Denasia lived alone in the apartment with the twins. Nicole Bickett, a neighbor to Denasia and a mother of three, said to reporters, It hit hard because I was crying last night when I heard it. They're innocent babies. They didn't deserve that. Bickett also clarified that she had never seen the family who lived on the other side of the hall. According to various news sources, Denasia has an extensive psychiatric history in Yonkers, where she had recently moved from to Queens. As well, police records show that Denasia was previously accused of an alleged domestic violence incident involving her sister. It has also recently been released that Denasia told police that she apparently doesn't know who the twins' father is, and that she didn't receive any help in caring for the twins. However, her sister, Contea Kilpatrick, spoke to the Daily News and reportedly told them that she had been traveling frequently from her home in Yonkers to help her sister care for the twin babies. In fact, Contea claimed that she had even visited her sister earlier on the Thursday that the infants' bodies were discovered. Contea said, As soon as I walked in, I knew something was off. Something was giving me bad vibes. There were no baby clothes, no baby bottles. She told me the babies were with their father. Contea also elaborated that she never thought the new mom could kill the infants. On Saturday, April 24th, Denasia Kilpatrick was arraigned on two counts each of first and second degree murder and endangering the welfare of a child, as well as one count of criminal possession of a weapon. She's being held without bail, and also has been placed under a doctor's care while in custody. During Saturday's arraignment, more horrifying details were revealed about the accused mother's alleged involvement in the death of her two children. Prosecutor cited documents which recorded Dinesia allegedly saying to investigators about the twins, quote, "I didn't want them, they're dead." Queens Assistant District Attorney Adarna DeFreitas read out from documents that Dinesia reportedly told police after her arrest. "The babies wouldn't let me sleep. I just gave up and stopped caring. I didn't care about the babies, that's why I poisoned them." The district attorney then recited an account of the alleged events, saying that at first, the mother tried unsuccessfully to poison the 46-day-old infants by mixing Pine Sol into their milk. She then allegedly placed Dakota face down in the bathtub, running hot water over the baby's back until the tiny girl stopped crying. Court documents reveal that prosecutors claimed Dinesia then wrapped up the infant's body in a pink blanket, stuffed her into a plastic bag, and laid the body beneath the kitchen sink. The prosecutors went on to allege that she then placed Dallas face down in his bassinet and pushed a knife into the back of his neck, then laid a blanket over his body, where he stayed until the police discovered him. Police are now saying that though the two infants were found on Thursday during the wellness check, the deaths could have occurred as early as Monday that same week. Authorities are saying that this means that the mom possibly spent 4 days in the home with the two corpses. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz said Saturday in a statement, "This should have been a joyous time for this family. Instead, the baby's relatives are mourning their deaths, and the sad fact that the one person who should have been their protector and loving caregiver allegedly killed them." A judge has set Dinesia's next court date for May 21, 2021. If she is convicted of all charges, she could face up to life in prison without the possibility of parole. We will be watching this disturbing case closely for any updates, as we're sure you will be too. Do you know of any other cases breaking headlines right now that we should cover? Let us know in the comments below. More stories for you to explore will pop up next on your screen.
Follow us on Twitter at Louie Gang Entertainment, on YouTube and Instagram at Louie Gang. It will mean so much to the whole team.